Hey, thank you everyone for accommodating the change in schedule. The learning, as always, should be a zchus l'nishmas Adir Chaver Chaim Elozer ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as a zchus for neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Emre Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should be a neshama for Chaim Moshe ben Malka Chaim Deb ben Rachel Chana Leah Bashein the Rachel and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a zchus for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and all those risking their lives to protect it. So we are going to do the entire topic today of Bar Leivav, which is having purity of heart, which is basically directing a person's heart and thoughts and mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at certain points during his day. We are on page 330. So he says like this, Ksiv, mi yaleh v'har Hashem, u'mi yokom b'mkom kachay. So we say this famous pasuk, we say it every day when there's laning. We also say it famously in Le David Mizmar on Rosh Hashanah night, which is, who is someone who's able to go up to the Har Hashem and stand there? Is Niki Chapayim of Bar Leivav. He has clean hands and pure hearts. So we're going to talk now about what this Bar Leivav is. What's a Bar Leivav? Uperish Bar Leivav, lo yechet beliboy, lachshav machshavos rois vasurois. He purifies his thoughts. He doesn't go around and thank you, Yaakov. You're right. Also on the Yom for Sunday. So he has a pure heart in that his heart is aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't sin in his heart. Now, there's two. The easy, if I said to anyone on here, what does that mean that a person doesn't sin with his heart? So most people would give me the obvious, which is it means you don't imagine an avera that you can't do, but in your mind you perform the avera. Okay, that is the straightforward one. But he's actually going to give us a deeper. He's going to say that's not that. That's obvious that that person doesn't go Bahar Hashem. He's actually, I'm talking someone even on another level. Is ubeprat b'shasatfila v'talmud Torah. It means that when you're davening and when you're learning, you don't interrupt your mind with other thoughts. Not necessarily thoughts of Aveira, but just thoughts that are not relevant. So if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you allow yourself to start thinking about, say you go to Mincha and you allow yourself to start thinking about all the things you have to do after Mincha is over, you start going over in your mind your to-do list. That's what we're talking about, not being a Bar Leivav. Ki alev hu heichal ha-melech. He says like this. He says, when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, hi Doc. So when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, so that your heart is basically the king's palace. The king's palace is taking, you are meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your heart. And therefore, any outside thought that you bring into your heart, you're basically like reaching out and grabbing that thing and now sticking it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're basically grabbing your to-do list and you're now sticking it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you're davening. And you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here I'm davening, but by the way, here's my to-do list. And you're bringing it in. It's not appropriate. It doesn't belong there. The heart is the sanctuary of the king. And if you bring thoughts that are usher, right? So now we're talking now not even about to-do lists, but even about averas or inappropriate thoughts. He says now it's like you brought avodah zarah, you brought that shmutz into the Beis HaMikdash, and that is, you know, better that you don't even go into the Beis HaMikdash to begin with, right? Then go in there and bring the tzelem with you. He says, not only that, but to think about your to-do list, to think about other things that are batala, or to just allow your mind to wander is aser. In the pasuk, al tifnu alilim. Pasuk says, don't turn to idols. What does that mean? Al tifanu kel midaitchem. Don't remove HaKadosh Baruch Hu from your mind. Stay focused and pure of mind just on HaKadosh Baruch Hu during these times, davening and learning. When we tamzeh for this reason, so he says that the for this reason, there was apparently some type of carving or drawing in his days of biblical scenes. I'm not sure what the comparable thing would be today, but he basically says certain type of images that are going to push HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the side. Nilmoid, from this we learn, he says to get very lightheaded and to get very frivolous is usher for this reason, like they say in Sfarim, because again that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be forgotten, right? So if someone says, what's wrong with hanging out? Let's say you're a bacher and you say, what's wrong with hanging out with girls? I'm shy b'negiyah. I'm not seeing anything appropriate. I'm not discussing anything appropriate. What's the problem? So what you would say is, you know what the problem is? Problem is that's going to take over your mind. Is that you're at an age where it's going to take over your mind. So just socializing, just having a platonic relationship in and of itself is problematic because that is going to take over your mind and your thoughts. It's not enough for a person to recall that there's a God. You have to cling to him. You have to yearn to him. You have this affection, this strong love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almost like he says, like a flash of fire. He says it's very hard, especially for us. Our minds are working, are in 20 different places. Most of us, very hard to concentrate in Shemoneh Esrei. And maybe you push yourself for one brach, or maybe you push yourself to remember to say Yalav Yavai. But otherwise, you know, the flight takes off and it lands constantly during Shemoneh Esrei. He says it's hard for us because we are steeped in so much impurity, right? We're surrounded by it. Social media, schmutz, just WhatsApp, just different things that are just occupying our mind, business, emails, and it's nonstop. And we are in this world where, like, you don't wait. It's not like in the olden days, where if someone needed to get in touch with you, so I say the olden days, but for us, this is what, 25 years ago, right? Probably before I was married, 25, 30 years ago. If someone needed to get in touch with you and you were by Mincha, guess what? They didn't get in touch with you until the earliest you got home from Mincha because there was no way to get in touch with you. And now it's like in the middle of davening, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and your phone is buzzing. And even if it's on silent, but now your phone goes to who's calling me and you want to take a quick look and maybe it's an emergency and maybe I should answer it. And, you know, somehow the world survived and continued spinning despite the fact that we didn't have these immediate messages. And so anytime something catches our attention, we're like, we lose our focus so easily. The Taik of Galus Guf and Nefesh, he says, it's also, this is one of the aspects of being in Galus. And being preoccupied with everything that's going on in the world, it comes together to basically take our minds off and our sins push away the good. So this is actually something that I think we covered in Nach when we talked about the Beis Hamikdash, what made the Beis Hamikdash so special. I know I talked about this once or twice in Tisha B'Av, and that is that the Beis Hamikdash wasn't just a building, it was a connection. It was a very, what's the word? It's like a wormhole, like a shortcut connection to God. And people were able to focus more on their tefillah and on their learning because you had the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash physically helped people to be able to focus, to be able to connect because the Shekhinah was closer to you. And now, if a person wants to go through his entire day and not think about God, it's possible to do it. You have to stop. You have to focus. You have to recognize Hashem, right? We see Goyim all day long. They go about their day and they don't recognize God. Many of them deny God. If you want to feel a connection to Hashem, you have to try for it. If you're going to go on Yom Kippur and you're going to eat and you're going to celebrate and you're going to be on the internet and just doing whatever you want, you're not going to feel anything different about that day because you have to tap into it. But in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, it came more naturally. And so he says that's what's happening. Now, again, he's talking about his days and alachas kama v'kama in the days of phones, internet, and social media. Aval al kopanim chiyuva ramya alon l'skazik v'choloiz. He says we have to do whatever we can to strengthen ourselves. Lid chois me'aleinu kominim achshav v'zoriz v'rum ram b'shtei yadayim. To push away foreign thoughts, fantasies of averus from our minds. V'libay l'moy av yitzak. Let a person's heart cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yayimah hatzileinu mitit v'alet ba. That take me out of the mud. And so that I don't sink. Leif tar brali alikim, create a pure heart for me, ruach nachon, chadish bekirbi, a new spirit in imbue into me. Hashiva lisa sain yishecha, renew me with your salvation. Yishtada b'chol koichoi, cholitz b'chol regal achlef, as our horms are machshav is rice. To push it out. So even if you're relaxing, you learned, you had your seder, you gave tzedakah, you did it, all of your obligations, and now it's Friday night and you have an hour to bed, still, don't think about averus. That's not an appropriate time. Even at that point, push it out. You want to think about random things that are not usur, the very mutter, as they call them, no problem. But to think about an usur thought, to think about an avera, and to say, well, what's the big deal? Right now, it's not interrupting my learning. It's not interrupting my davening. It doesn't affect anything. That's wrong, because it is. Because if you do it enough times, it's going to start to take over your mind during davening, during learning. Rabbi Toiv, exchanging good for bad. The opposite. Exchange bad for good. And if you don't have the resolve, and if you don't have the resolve yourself to withstand the Yetzer Hara, and he's just throwing thoughts at you, person should call out and ask Hashem for help. He gives you a couple of psukim to help you. Seyafim sanesi v'cheina psukim tachnunim yidaber. Right, similar psukim of pushing yourself away from the yetzara of Hashem. Yeh be'ezrei latzilam yitzra v'yuchli davik yitzra. You'll be able to cling. The idea is really do whatever works for you. Whatever creates a connection to you. If it's thinking about yaimisa, as was the custom many years ago, that's what would stop people from Averis, is thinking about Yaimisa, imagining themselves being buried. For others, it's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking Hashem, please help me. Just that connection, that reaching out, a lot of times help. Chazal say to say Kriya Shema, because it's not about Kriya Shema, but Kriya Shema is accepting Olmach Shemaim and connecting to Hashem. So that's another way to do it. But the idea is that, and that's why the Pasuk Hashem's Sfasei Tiftach Ufiyaget Hilasech was added to Shemana Esrei, because you have to center yourself, you have to focus yourself before you daven. And I remember, Avi, you're my Rabbi Reisman expert, so I always go back to you to verify this, but I'm pretty sure I heard him say once that we should add a few moments before Hashem Sfasei Tiftach, even though it's Aser to be Mafsik, but he said this is a Mutter Hefsik. He says it used to be the purpose of Hashem Sfasei Tiftach was to focus yourself. That, in other words, before you start Shemana Esrei itself, Hashem Sfasei Tiftach help you focus. He says nowadays that's just another part of Shemana Esrei. So we need almost a few moments ourselves to focus ourselves, and it's not a hafsek because it's Tzarech Tfila. And so before Hashem Sfasei Tiftach, you need an extra moment to gather yourselves. I will try to give you guys something to think of that will hopefully stick with you, and maybe today, tomorrow, when you daven Mincha. Is it just dawned on me? We have an extra pasuk by Mincha. Why have an extra pasuk by Mincha? I'm not going to go into halachically, but I'm going to give you my own divrei shtus, but maybe it'll help you. Is that when you go into Ma'ariv, your day's over. When you go into Shacharis, your day's starting. But when you're Mincha, you're literally in the middle of the day. And especially now, you're going to be leaving work, going to Mincha, and many of us going back to work. You need an extra pasuk to focus yourself. So when you see the extra pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekra, you should think to yourself, that's an extra reminder just now. Based on what we learned, it's an extra reminder to focus myself. Now, to ask us to do this in entire Shemoneh Esrei is asking a lot, but we have to try at least for the first bracha, where we're mechuyev to have kavana anyway in order to be Yetzer Shemoneh Esrei, to try and focus. Now, how do you do it? How do you keep your mind on things? You have Perush Hamilas. You have to understand what you're saying. If you're just saying random words, ba 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 ba, then your mind is not going to focus on it. So you have to understand what the words mean. You should take an art scroll sitter or learn Perush Hamilim. There's so many resources out there to help people understand tefillah. I know the Rav gave shiurim on the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei. If you want, I can tell you my understanding of what I think about during the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei. But it's so important that you think about the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei, because that's one where you will have to have kavana anyway. And then hopefully, it gathers you or it will help you for the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, but at least for the initial part when you start. Okay, that is the topic of Bar Leivav.